Good afternoon. It's 1:25 on April 19th, 2012. In the afternoon, yes, the morning got away. I was sitting there working on the audio for the illimitable domain. Illimitable dominion. And the time between chores and interruptions and the editing and the crashing, I've discovered a couple of things about Audacity that have caused crashes, so that I know enough not to do them anymore. Apparently this is something relatively new. But anyway, I looked up and realized that it was 1 o'clock. It's like, holy crap! I barely had breakfast. It's already too late for lunch. Such a deal. So yeah, so I figured I better go. It's halfway through the day. It's going to be a long day today. I got up way too early this morning, and I've had actually a pretty productive day, all told. Not great in terms of productive output, but some really interesting stuff going on. Not the least of which was I managed to get some stuff taken care of for a younger daughter who has been kind of a pain in the butt. She's in the gifted and talented program in middle school, and for good reason. There's an arts magnet school here in town where she has not wanted to go. Her sister goes there, and they have an excellent program. But she wanted to be a little bit of Miss Independence. She actually wanted to go to the charter school, but we got her name in the lottery, and she didn't get picked. So as a result, she's wound up registered in the local high school, which is just across the field from us, Greeley West. But now, and she was really happy with that, because she didn't want to go where her sister was going to be. Even though her sister's only going to be there for a year, they'll be going to the same high school for one school year. And elder daughter will be a senior, while younger daughter is a freshman. Elder daughter has been kind of, I won't say lording it over her, kind of, we've got to have this to happen. You really need to see about going there. Not so much. She really wasn't too enthusiastic about the notion of having elder daughter run her life, even for a year. So I think that went into her decision to go to Central, to West. And not the least consideration is that she can just walk across the field to be there. That's a huge advantage for somebody who wants to do a lot of after-school stuff, because it means no extra trips. Whereas Greeley Central is, well, it's in the middle of town. What was the middle of town when it was built and is now the eastern side of town. Anyway, she's now decided she wants to go. It's almost too late, but if we fill out a transfer form, maybe we can get her squeezed in. So I have to printed one out. I've got to fill it out and take it over and drop it off at the office today. So she gets put in the pool for transfer. It's not the first time we've played this game, and undoubtedly we'll, like I said, we'll play it again probably, but boy, I hope not. I hope we have this high school thing pretty much taken care of now, except for waiting it out. So yeah, yippee-ki-yo. So some interesting comments about and I forget now which day it was, but yesterday or the day before, talk about Otto and South Coast sequel and how Otto can be such a butthead, according to Sarah, and yet be such a self-aware person in South Coast. They seem like two different people. And yeah, funny, huh? How strange is that? I will say, at this point in time, readers only have what Sarah knows and has been willing to tell, or able to tell. And that, as in most of my work, that isn't necessarily the whole story. It's not even necessarily, dare I say it, true. This voice has been in my head, has been driving me crazy because of this story. Walter Paisley of the Paisley Agency. Agent to the stars who have no stars on Hollywood Boulevard. That's me, Walter Paisley. That's the lead in this story, Illimitable Dominion. And I tried to read it straight. I tried to not do the voice. And I get about 3/4 of the way through it, and the voice is there. So I tried to do it with the voice, and I couldn't make it work correctly because it was just so much. So I did do the full reread the other day. Oh, joy, we have dogs. I did do the full reread the other day in the Walter Paisley voice. Now, it's sort of a halfway between Pumbaa and Click and Clack the Tappet Brothers. Don't Drive Like My Brother. So there's a certain edge to it. There's a certain flavor to it. And it's just, it fits the story so well. I just can't read it and not do the voice. I hope it comes out okay. I've already found one line that has to be redone. It's going to be an interesting challenge to do a drop-in with this voice. And trying to stop the voice, it's been really a problem for me, if you know what I mean, and I think you do. It's really aggravating. Okay, anyway. I've got, it was an hour and, oh God, I want to say an hour and 50 minutes worth in raw audio. I've carved about a third of it out. It's still over an hour of audio. I've edited about the first, well, I want to say 30 minutes or so. But I did discover a little trick with Audacity. The version of Audacity that I'm using on Linux, at any rate, if the audio is running and I select a region while the audio is running in another place on the display, and I select a region and then hit any button at all, it freezes. It doesn't know what to do. It doesn't know whether to stop or get off the pod. It's really aggravating because I do it all the time. It's like, okay, this piece right here, what I need to retrain myself to hit stop first and then highlight the piece that needs to be highlighted and edited. Holy crap! I just made the long turn east, which opens up a big vista off to the south, southeast, no, southwest, also due east, but there are heavy black storm clouds with virga. You know, virga? Virga is rain that falls but doesn't hit the ground. You can see it falling out of the bottom of the clouds and then evaporating. See it a lot here because it's so dry that the little air drop, water droplets mist into the air, and then poof, the air is so dry they just get evaporated before they can hit the ground. It's a really interesting phenomenon. I used to see it back in Maine once in a while. I saw it quite a lot in Buffalo. I think it has a lot to do with how dry the air is. It has to be dry enough that a water droplet can evaporate as it falls. That only has a few seconds. But if the air is dry enough, a few seconds is all it needs in order to evaporate before it hits the ground. And here, a damp day is 10% humidity. So, yeah, usually it's pretty dry. Oh, yeah. Look at that. Wow. Getting a little breeze, too. It was calm earlier, and I noticed when I first started out, there was quite a lot of wind just for that one little spot. It's pretty much gone away for the moment. It looks like we might have a thundershower or two before the day is out. Yay. Well, today's Thursday. So we should be able to get some writing in tonight as well. Assuming, of course, that elder daughter goes to karate, which she has been known to skip. She skipped on Tuesday because she had too much homework to do. And I was just as glad because we had a lot of other dragging kids around stuff that had to happen as well. So it worked out pretty well. Tonight, younger daughter is at the large group competition for schools down in Denver. They took the symphony orchestra. And in the past, the symphony orchestra has gotten very, very high marks. It's been one of the award-winning symphony orchestras in the state for middle schools. Because, well, I think the competition is really, really quite stiff, even though there are only a few of them that still exist. Those that do exist are very good programs. So they go and compete and get judged. And all fives is the highest they can get. Last year, I think they got 1-4. And then the rest fives, which is very good for a group that is in their second, for the most part, second and third year of playing an instrument. To be rated that highly in a statewide competition. And to be clear, this is not in comparison. They're not comparing people, you know, this school against that school. What they're doing is judging each performance on its own merit and awarding scores on several dimensions. And the fives or the number of fives you get, and I don't remember if it's 5-5 or 6-5s or whatever, but that's your rank, that's your scorecard. And then it's really for bragging rights, it's really for how well do you perform. And this school here has done remarkably well for as long as we've been involved, and this will be the fourth year. Couple joggers. like something with time or heart rate or something. Oh, the air is thick today. It's definitely spring. I know it was only a few days ago where I was saying, well, you know, it could be spring soon, and it's spring now. The air is noticeably scented. There's a lot of lilacs in this neighborhood. This bunch of lilacs hasn't blossomed, but there are a lot that are, and they're very highly scented for the most part. There's also a few gardens that have hyacinths in them, and there's something about the hyacinth and the lilac that just reaches right out and grabs me by the nose. Now, for me, it's okay. My wife and children don't fare so well with the aromatics. Olfactory represents allergy to them, which makes it difficult to do anything that has a scent. I did get my lawn mowed yesterday. That plan went perfectly. I went out around mid-morning. Well, it was still cool. Actually, it was still all damp. And got the front yard mowed. I was going to go out back and start tackling some of the other crap in the backyard so I can mow the back. But as I have already indicated, this day is gone. I'm going to get back in just about enough time to upload this podcast before I have to head over to the high school to turn in this form and pick up kids from the high school to bring them home. So I don't have a lot of time, which is kind of shocking. Shocking to me at any rate, because, wow, this day got away. I started to go at 6, because I knew I had 7 o'clock. And then I got distracted by something, and I can't remember what it was. And I realized that I had a very narrow window at 6 o'clock between the time I have to wake up my elder daughter and the time I should leave. I should have left right when I woke her up. The problem that I found is that if I leave when I wake her up and she doesn't get up, I don't catch it. So I hung around and did something. I thought, well, I'll take 5 minutes and then make sure she's up and moving. And then I'll be able to go for my walk and get back in time. And I looked up and it was like 6:25. It's like, no, because we have to leave at 7. 35 minutes isn't enough to walk, let alone walk and podcast. So I said, well, I'll do it when I come back. Of course, when I get back, I forgot, because I forgot. And I got stuck into this other task. It's like, hello, here we are. Oh, yeah, day's over. Almost. Not really. The day is going to be really long because they're not coming back from the large group until 8:30, 9 o'clock, maybe later. They're going to go do their band thing and then have dinner at a restaurant down in Denver and then come back on the bus. It's going to be quite a long day for them. And then they have school tomorrow. Oh, well. First week after spring break, they're all a little bit rusty. Oh, somebody left a piece of litter on my lawn. How nice. But because it is my lawn, that's sort of the sign that I'm back at the back gate. And my cue to say tomorrow is another day. I'll talk to you then.